All right, welcome into this edition of On Texas Football's Talking Ball. My name is Jerry Hamilton, joined by CJ Vogel as always. CJ, a lot going on the 40 acres. Official visit season is here for the Texas Longhorns. We have some news on that. It's gone from 6 official visitors to 7 now for this weekend. Some of these visits change. It can be fluid at times. So Texas is at a 7th official visitor. Then we're going to also recap a little bit of where some top cross targets for Texas were over the weekend. DeCorian Moore, Jamie French, Kalik Lockett, Brandon Brown, Zion Williams. We'll go through some of that as well. We'll also talk Elite Camp 2026 quarterbacks. That's Dia Bell. That's Troy Huhn. And then we'll end with a nugget from CJ Vogel. It's not just a big weekend in Austin. It's going to be a big weekend in College Station as well, and one that could impact the Texas class as much as it could impact the Texas A&M class. Before we get into that, I want to take a second for the sponsor of Talking Ball. That is John Donovan, president of Longhorn Wealth Management Group. As a proud University of Texas alumni, John has served for 15 years as a Texas X's board member while focusing his firm on serving his fellow UT alumni and all UT employees. John is a certified financial planner who has spent over 30 years providing investment, retirement, insurance, and estate planning services and solutions to Longhorn families and friends across the nation, coast to coast. So to receive your free 90-minute consultation to explore how Longhorn Wealth can help you and your family secure your own financial future, simply call Longhorn Wealth Team at 972-707-4900 or schedule an appointment online at www.longhornwealth.net. Finally, let's cheer on our UT women's softball team as they face Stanford tonight in the semifinals of the College World Series. Not only will tonight's win put UT into the national championship game, most likely against Oklahoma, but beating Stanford head-to-head will likely secure the Director's Cup for the University of Texas for the third time in the past 4 years. And as John Donovan always says, hook 'em. All right, CJ, thank you very much to John Donovan, Longhorn Wealth Management Team, for being the sponsor of Talking Ball. All right, we're adding an official visitor. We were at 6 this morning at Coffee and Football. Some of these dates change. Now we're at 7. Myron Charles, 4-star defensive lineman out of Port Charlotte, Florida. They're on the West Coast, South Fort Myers area. He has changed his official visit from June 14th through 16th to the 7th through 9th. That was at the request of Texas. Is what we heard just recently. So, CJ, big visit weekend, the first official visit weekend, gets a little bigger because that means Myron Charles and Josiah Sharma, two of the top 5 defensive linemen on the board, will be officially visiting.
Yeah, it's going to be big for Kenny Baker to get that group going, right? We know Texas and where things sit with a couple of the in-state guys. You know, you really look only at Zion Williams as that true number one target amongst that group. So Texas is going out of state, and they're doing so in the deep south. Of course, Josiah Sharma coming in from California as well. Looks to me like Myron Charles making it in this weekend. Texas is really starting to move on some out-of-state prospects as well. Getting them on campus for that first weekend is going to be very important. Of course, Florida State looking like a school that will have a lot of competition in this recruitment. Myron Charles, when you look at the tape, Jerry, this guy's always in the backfield. I believe he had north of 20 tackles for loss a year ago, and doing so at 6'4", 300 pounds, it's a big boy moving very, very well. So big recruitment, and it adds to the list, especially when you start looking around at what LSU and Bo Davis are doing with Zion Williams and now Brandon Brown, who was on campus recently as well. It's going to be interesting just where Texas gets their defensive line guys. Luckily, a lot of them are coming in this month, and a lot of them will be very heavily considering the Longhorns moving forward.
And from Myron Charles, that's just a flip visit weekend. So it goes to Texas June 7th through 9th, Miami the 14th through 16th. And Florida State still has that last official visit on the 21st through 23rd. We'll see if Georgia maybe gets a midweek at some point. We'll see on that. But when I was at Port Charlotte in mid-May, my takeaway was Florida State or Texas for him. I know he was at Florida this past weekend on official. That one seems like a hill to climb for Billy Napier and the staff right now. I think Miami will make their push, obviously, but I really see right now Florida State and Texas 1-2, Miami 3, Florida 4 in that race. But we'll see what Miami has to say about that. So the next 3 weekends, we'll decide the Myron Charles recruitment. Again, the official visitors this weekend, we'll go through that. We talked about Myron Charles. We talked about Josiah Sharma, who's Alabama, slightly over Texas. I think that could, I mean, depending on the visits, how this goes the next 3 weeks, Josiah Sharma visits Alabama June 21st through 23rd. Oregon may get an official visit there as well. Then you get into the other guys coming in. It's big in defensive back. Dorian Brew, Caleb Chester. Dorian Brew was at LSU this past weekend to start his official visit process, where his father was a track star and future Olympian. He also has Oregon after Texas this weekend, then Ohio State, where his mom was a track star and it is in the Hall of Fame. And then Caleb Chester, corner that Texas really likes out of Fort Bend Marshall, home of two of the most talented 26s in the country as well, who were at the Texas Elite Camp over the weekend. But Caleb Chester is a Texas, Texas A&M, Arkansas, TCU, LSU's tried. Corey Raymond was by the school in May. Really think this is the closer to homes at the end of the day. A&M already has four corners, DBs committed in this class. So things are looking pretty good for Texas heading into this visit. Then you have Caleb Edwards, the tight end from El Dorado Hills there in California. And then you have couple other guys coming in, CJ. So big official visit weekend for Texas on tap. But those corners are really going to take center stage along with D linemen.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting. Of course, Texas made good ground. They made up for some ground with Dorian Brew in the spring. You know, obviously that big early visit, that getting him on campus, holding him late, getting to spend that one-on-one time with him, Terry Joseph, Blake Gideon, PK, and Steve Sarkisian. That really helped Texas in this recruitment. Again, earlier this cycle, it felt like it was Ohio State's to lose, though. Ohio State going out and adding two five-star cornerbacks might deter it just a little bit. What's going to be interesting for me is Caleb Chester, Jerry. Yeah. And I think whenever you watch him on tape a little bit, it whether he's a outside cornerback or perhaps a spin down to the star position in the nickel, regardless, talented quarterback and cornerback in Texas has really, really prioritized him so far this cycle. I would not be surprised amongst that group if he's the guy who might shut things down a little bit earlier that's coming in this weekend. And Caleb Edwards, I think tight end's an interesting spot this year. We talked a lot about the in-state crop going out to the West Coast, obviously, and getting an official visit to start things off now. Pretty interesting. I'll be following that one pretty closely.
And Caleb Edwards, he goes from Texas to Auburn to Alabama. So three visits in a row there. Texas in the early, the midweek at Auburn, then heads on over to Alabama. So big. And he ends his official visit in June at Oregon, the 21st through 23rd. He's already been to UCLA. So he's got a pick of some of the top schools in the country. And it's interesting at tight end because Texas has three coming in June 21st through 23rd. And that's commitment Amari Winston. That is top target Nicholas Townsend from Decaney, and that's Keyote Armstrong from Jasper as well. The other two official visitors this weekend, Javion Hilson, the edge committed to FSU out of Coco. All right, there you go. So Coco, edge committed to FSU, coming in with Myron Charles, defensive tackle from the Sunshine State as well, who's considered an FSU lean. And then the final visitor is Michael Terry, one of the top athletes in the country, kind of a jack of all trades at the high school level, plays safety, plays wide receiver, takes handoffs at running back, probably projects to a Namari Nyblak tight end or an edge outside backer at the next level. I don't think wide receiver defensive backs in his future. And Texas has been really upfront with him and told him, CJ, look, we could see you playing four positions. We're going to work it out when you get here. Same thing Oregon told him on his official visit. Same thing A&M will probably tell him on June 14th through 16th. It's going to be one of those three schools, and it's going to be the one he's most comfortable with in the role or that opportunity. He wants an opportunity at receiver, but who's going to give him that opportunity enough to satisfy what he wants and at the same time does the best job of conveying that the message to where they see his future potentially?
He's a hell of an athlete. There's no denying that. And I think that's why you see him at Alamo Heights taking on so many roles, right? He wears a lot of hats, whether it be under center, at quarterback at times, as a running back, out wide, at wide receiver. You see him on the defensive side of the ball as well. I do think defensively is where you'll see him at the next level. And I think that's why you kind of see that slowed pitch with Oregon, with Texas, for where he is best suited at the college level. This is a guy that I think is going to be able to carry about 240, 245, 250 pounds whenever he gets his body fully healthy and up into the college weight room. So that'll be interesting. I do think you'll see him as an outside linebacker, perhaps. Wide receiver, he makes all sorts of plays there, Jerry, as well. But he's not that prototypical skill set or frame or really athlete that we've seen Texas pursue with that quick twitch, with that elite burst. When you look at the DeCorian Moores, the Jamie Frenches, and Kalik Lockett's of this class, he doesn't quite have that body. However, he's still a heck of an athlete, and he still knows how to make football plays. And so he's a good football player, and you find a spot for guys like that on your roster at some point.
So, again, 7 official visitors this weekend as of Monday, June 3rd. Look, we already added one official visit schedule change there. Myron Charles schedules Texas, bumps Texas up a week, bumps Miami back a week before that FSU visit to end the month. So 7 official visitors. All right, let's talk a little bit about where some top targets were over the weekend for Texas. DeCorian Moore, obviously, is the guy everybody talks about first. They ask about in the chats every morning, any of our live streams. DeCorian Moore was up at Ohio State this weekend. There you go. Read all about it. DeCorian Moore from Duncanville at Ohio State beginning his official visits. He will be at LSU this weekend, Texas the 14th through 16th, and Oregon the 21st through 23rd. So DeCorian Moore at Ohio State over the weekend. Look, all these teams are going to make big runs at these kids. I mean, there's no doubt that all the reports coming out will be great visits. How many times have you ever read a story that a kid had a bad visit? I mean, right. How many times have you read it? It's not very often. So especially with these highly ranked guys, it's going to be a great visit. Each school X going to put their best foot forward. They're in the running. That's what we're going to consistently hear. There you see with family members at Ohio State. We still like where Texas sits headed into the rest of these official visits. But look, this is going to come down to where DeCorian Moore wants to be, CJ. Then also up at Ohio State this weekend was Riley Pettijohn, the linebacker from McKinney, who I know you went to see in May for the spring game.
Yeah, I still like where Texas sits for Riley Pettijohn. Of course, having Elijah Barnes in the fold certainly helps her case. The two are close, obviously, and Barnes was helping recruit at the spring game, trying to get him to commit on the spot. Obviously, Pettijohn wants to run his own race and his own recruitment. But Texas has done a good job, and I think Johnny Nansen, you're really starting to see how he's able to create these relationships in high school recruiting. We know all about the portal additions that he's able to have his fingerprints on so far. But right now, those high school relationships are really starting to pay off. They'll be back down to Texas later in the month as well. And I do think going into July, that's where you'll see a decision for him. He wants to have things out of the way going into his senior season. A little bit after the official visits is when I'd expect some movement there. And Ohio State, again, they have the number 2 class in the country right now. And this is really the time in which you start looking around to those class rankings, right? You'll start seeing classes fill up to about anywhere from 15 to 20 going into the football season. So the summer months, that's when you start putting stock into those recruiting rankings. Obviously, having the number 2 overall player in the country committed at the moment, that's Tavian Sinclair. He's the headliner. You got Devin Sanchez right behind him in the top 5. So they're pushing for what would be that number 1 class, and these are 2 pieces that they're wanting to add as well. What's going to be interesting is how does Texas combat that? Obviously, we've talked about it, Riley Pettijohn, Elijah Barnes. Where else does Texas go for the linebacking class? Well, looks like the West Coast to me, Jerry. So that'll be interesting. And the other thing I wanted to mention, Devin Sanchez in the ear of DeCorian Moore as well. They've played a lot in state championships, 7-on-7. They ran track at the state meet in lanes coinciding with one another. Devin Sanchez told me a month ago, DeCorian Moore is that number 1 guy on the list for him. Ohio State only has 1 receiver in the fold, though they are looking good for Lovejoy 2025 wide receiver Daylon McCutcheon at the moment. So they're looking to add to what has been a very, very successful run at the wide receiver position. Texas, as you mentioned, looking like they'll be able to put their best foot forward and try to fend off the Buckeyes for the state's top in-state wide receiver.
Yeah, the other receiver that's high on the Ohio State's boards, Vernell Brown out of Orlando Jones, high school teammate of DeAndre Robinson, obviously has family ties to the University of Florida. So big recruitment there for Florida trying to hold off Ohio State. By the way, that picture of Riley Pettijohn, I don't think we saw any Michigan headlines on that recruiting wall. I'm guessing that was only Ohio State headlines. And the third pit photo we wanted to show you guys today, LSU had a massive visit weekend. So they had Brandon Brown, Texas commitment, who LSU feels confident about. Obviously, they're banking on the long-term relationship with Bo Davis there and the resume of player development, which is a big reason why Brandon Brown committed to Texas, sight unseen, was that relationship with Bo Davis. So LSU has confidence there. Zion Williams from Lufkin, a guy that Texas wants badly on the defensive line. Then Kalik Lockett and Jamie French. Jamie French, five-star receiver from Jacksonville Mandarin High. Kalik Lockett from Sachse. There you go. No, that's not Lowell Galindo on the far right. That's a LSU staffer who I don't know who that is. But hey, maybe that is that Joe Sloan? Is that the new OC? But there you see LSU at LSU, Kalik Lockett and Jamie French on campus for official visits, along with Brandon Brown, who we mentioned, Zion Williams, and Dorian Brew. And defensive lineman Chase Sims from Richmond Randall, who Texas remains in contact with. So it was a huge visit weekend over in Baton Rouge with a number of guys that are Texas targets, including Kalik Lockett and Jamie French. And why does this matter? Those two guys will officially visit Texas together June 21st through 23rd. So they're taking multiple official visits together now. Jamie French goes to Miami this weekend. And I believe Kalik Lockett's at USC this weekend. So that's where the official visits are setting up there with Jamie French. And maybe Jamie French maybe at Tennessee this weekend, Miami on the 14th, actually. But Kalik Lockett's at USC this weekend. So big visit weekend in Baton Rouge, CJ. Five top targets for Texas in LSU, at LSU this weekend. And look, it's going to be a theme moving forward. Texas and LSU, Texas A&M. Texas, Oklahoma are going to be doing some real battles for players in Texas, in Louisiana, and with Texas will be battling that Southeast region.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting and fun kind of seeing these recruiting battles and rivalries kind of shake up as Texas moves into the SEC. One that Texas may not have had on their radar is going to be Florida State, right? We mentioned Myron Charles coming in. We mentioned Javian Hilson, the FSU commit coming in as well. So while Texas will be battling some of their SEC foes for recruiting territory in future cycles, right now the efforts that we've seen with Texas trying to get into that deep South, whether it be Florida, Georgia, Mississippi even, those schools are starting to pop up a little bit more and more. One other one that's going to be a big one, and it's going to this one will never disappear, Jerry, but it's Texas A&M. This weekend is going to be their quote-unquote big recruiting weekend. Of course, they have their five-star quarterback you saw in Longstreet coming in, but a number of big-time offensive linemen. That's Ty Haywood. That's Michael Fasusi. That's Lamont Rogers. So they're putting all their chips in the basket for this June
2nd. And hoping to get two of those three offensive tackles. They want to go 2 for 3.
And they've already got four in the class, right? They've got they filled up that offensive line group at the moment. But as we've seen with Steve Sarkisian very early in his tenure at Texas, Mike Elko is looking at that group of offensive linemen he has on campus saying, whoa, we've got to completely turn this around. They're going for a big offensive line class in 2025. And again, getting two of the three there, they're going to play ball with Texas. They're going to play ball with LSU and Oklahoma as well. They're going to need to land and win some of these recruiting battles very early to get that ball rolling during the Mike Elko era.
Yeah, absolutely. And before we finish off with the elite camp and 2026 quarterback talk, Diabel Troy-Hewn, I know that's a big topic for people. I want to take a second once again for the sponsor of Talkin' Ball, and that is Longhorn Wealth Management Group. Thank you very much to our sponsor, John Donovan, president of Longhorn Wealth Management Group. John is a proud Texas Exes Life member whose wife and all six siblings are also University of Texas grads. This explains why John branded his firm Longhorn Wealth and has dedicated his firm to providing total wealth management for Texas alumni, employees, family, and friends from coast to coast. John is a certified financial planner with over 30 years of experience and wants to offer every OTF member and fan a free 90-minute consultation on how to explore how Longhorn Wealth can help you and your family maximize your wealth, minimize your taxes, and secure your own financial future and legacy. So to schedule your own 90-minute free consultation, simply call the Longhorn Wealth Management team at 972-707-4900 or schedule an appointment online at www.longhornwealth.net. Hook 'em and go Lady Longhorn tonight in the Women's College World Series semifinals. And by the way, if you haven't met John Donovan, anytime we're at Terry Black's in Dallas, we've seen him there. Great guy to talk Longhorn Sports with. Thank you very much, John Donovan, for being the sponsor of Talking Ball. All right, CJ. Diabelle, Troy Hoon, obviously 15 new offers went out over the weekend. Diabelle, Troy Hoon are the 26 quarterbacks that are on the tip of the tongue of most Texas fans. Diabelle's the number one guy. I think that's pretty much established. When he went in, he met with Sark and the staff and A.J. Milwee Saturday morning before the camp. Then, from what we were told, it appeared like he was getting a little more attention than Troy Hoon throughout the camp setting. Troy Hoon met with Sark after the pool party. Diabelle and his family spent time with Steve Sarkisian and A.J. Milwee during the pool party, as did Troy Hoon and his mom. But it really looks like Diabelle is probably the top guy right now. Troy Hoon, number two guy right now. Both those guys are going to continue on with the visit process. And I do think Diabelle will have a decision sometime in June.
Yeah, it's also worth mentioning that Florida State, a most recent offer of Diabelle's on May 22nd, entered the fold, trying to keep him in state. We'll see how much ground they're able to make up with Texas, obviously having that little bit of a leg up at the moment. Diabelle coming in for the spring practice visit, really kind of under the radar, really kind of expedited where the Longhorns sat in this recruitment. I think you're going to see that relationship with Steve Sarkisian kind of win out long-term here. Going to be interesting as well. You mentioned carrying on those visits for Troy Hoon. That's Clemson, Auburn, Michigan, and Penn State that he's got lined up. I do not expect a decision to come anytime before those four visits have taken place. That will take you, for the most part, throughout the duration of the month of June. If it is Diabelle, I think that timeline is going to be expedited just a little bit more, and you could see something as early as middle of June, next week or two, if it is Texas, obviously, which we do appear to believe that's the case.
Yeah, we think Texas is in a good spot coming out of that Saturday visit. The interesting thing will be the Florida State camp June 9th of this weekend. He was offered, FSU was the last offer he received, and that was the last week in May there, a few days of the spring evaluation period. Then he immediately schedules the visit there. So that's worth noting. Before that FSU offer, it was Texas and LSU was the top two, with Ohio State, Penn State in the mix. So where is FSU really at in this race? Because they do get a visit right after offering. So the offer obviously carried some weight for Diabelle and his family. So that's something to see. All right, that's been this week's edition of Talking Ball. For CJ Vogel, I'm Jerry Hamilton, and we'll talk to you again throughout the week. Recruiting season is here. Official visit season is here for Steve Sarkisian and the staff. Over 40 official visitors will be on campus this month, beginning June 7th, running through June 23rd. All right, guys, you guys have a great day. And CJ will be back with Rod Babers, Coach Shipley, for the winning drive this afternoon. So we'll talk recruiting, take your questions, talk about UT football, maybe Dabo Swinney with a crazy video. We'll talk about it all, 4:30 this afternoon Central Time. Thank you very much for tuning in today.
Welcome.